Sorrow and Bliss by Meg Mason. At a wedding shortly after our own, I followed Patrick through the dense crowd at the reception to a woman who was standing by herself. He said that instead of looking at her every 5 minutes and feeling sad, I should just go over and compliment her hat. Even if I don't like it. He said, "Obviously, Martha, you don't like anything. Come on." The woman had accepted a canapé from a waiter and was putting it in her mouth when she noticed us, realising in the same instant that it could not be managed in one bite. As we approached, she lowered her chin and tried to shield her effort to get it all the way in, then all the way out, with the empty glass and supply of cocktail napkins in her other hand. Although Patrick drew out his introduction, she responded with something neither of us could make out. Because she looked so embarrassed, I began speaking as though somebody had given me 1 minute on the topic of ladies' hats. The woman gave a series of little nods, and then as soon as she could, asked us where we lived and what we did with ourselves, and if she was correct in thinking we were married, how long had we been, and how was it we'd come to know each other in the first place. The quantity and velocity of her questions meant to divert attention from the half-eaten thing, now sitting on an oily napkin in her upturned palm. While I was answering, she looked furtively past me for somewhere to put it. When I had finished, she said she might have missed my meaning in saying Patrick and I had never actually met. He was always just there.